AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden is at the NATO summit in Brussels.
Incredibly productive day here.
World leaders talked about the threats they're facing and how to handle them.
Russia and China are both seeking to drive a wedge in our transatlantic solidarity. We're seeing an increase in malicious cyber activity. But our alliance is a strong foundation.
President Biden says his message got through.
Everyone in that room today understood the shared appreciation, quite frankly, that America is back.
NATO leaders declared China poses a constant security challenge, is trying to undermine world order, and is working on nuclear missile development. In Britain, Prime Minister Boris Johnson is delaying for a month the lifting of a big coronavirus restriction. There has been an increase in cases of the variant first detected in India.
There are still millions of younger adults who have not been vaccinated, and sadly, a proportion of the elderly and vulnerable may still succumb even if they have had two jabs.
Vermont became the first state in the U.S. to vaccinate at least 80% of the eligible population, prompting the governor in Vermont to lift all remaining state restrictions. A new federal intelligence report warns followers of QAnon, a theory embraced by some in the mob that stormed the Capitol, could target Democrats and other political opponents for more violence as their false prophecies don't come true. John Demers, the Justice Department's top national security official, is resigning after revelations the department under President Trump secretly seized records from Democrats and members of the media. Israel's new government approved a contentious parade by Israeli nationalists through Palestinian areas around Jerusalem's Old City, setting the stage for possible renewed confrontations just weeks after an 11-day war with Hamas militants in the Gaza Strip. This is AP News. Racial gaps persist as deaths from the coronavirus approach 600,000.
An AP analysis found that while the coronavirus death rates among blacks, Hispanics, whites, and Asians are relatively close to their share of the U.S. population, adjusting for population age differences, Native Americans, Latinos, and blacks are 2 to 3 times more likely than white people to die of COVID-19. And Latinos are dying from the virus at much younger ages than other groups. Hispanic people between 30 and 39 died at 5 times the rate of white people in the same age group. Gaps in vaccination rates are also persisting, with blacks and Hispanics lagging behind. The still incomplete data suggests that a racial gap is emerging again. In Michigan, for example, blacks are 14% of the population, but accounted for 25% of the over 1,000 deaths reported in the past 4 weeks. Jennifer King, Washington.
The CDC announced a one-year ban starting next month on bringing in dogs from more than 100 countries where rabies is still a problem. Ed Donahue, AP News.